The Twins look for a series victory in Detroit, and Brian Dozier begins the game in style against Matthew Boyd.
Most notably striking out 8 at Target Field back on July 23rd. And the 1-1, a rocket to left field and deep. That is back, towards the wall, to the seats, and gone, a home run. Leadoff home run, Brian Dozier. Twins respond right away. And it's 1-0 here in the first inning. Twins 2, Tigers nothing, top 3. Postman at first, one out. Boyd's 2-2, a swing and a fly ball into left field. Upton back, Upton still going at the wall, leaps up, it's gone. It was a curveball, and Sano belts it over the wall and left. It's a two-run homer, number 26. The Twins double their lead, it's 4-0.
Two-strike pitch, swung on for Rosario. And that ball is out of play. Somewhere, I gotta be honest, I never saw it. That was the glare ball, Corey.
That one I saw. That was down the left field line, concourse, slicing foul.
The 0-2, swung on and missed. It gets away from Jimenez. Jimenez grabs it, throws home. Safe, the tying run is scored. Fittingly, on a strike three wild pitch.
Byron only one at bat today, 0-for-1. A walk and a sack bunt RBI, part of his story today. It's a 2-2 count, and the pitch line to center field, a base hit. Rosario scores. Jimenez will stop at third base. Byron to first. He'll stop there. And the Twins have a 5-4 lead.
The Twins would tack on one more in the frame. 6-4 Minnesota is your final. Tyler Duffy gets the win in relief. Trevor Hildenberger records his first major league save, and Minnesota has now won 7 of its last 8 games. Sunday's victory gives the Twins 59 for the season, which matches their win total from all of 2016. Here's their manager, Paul Molitor.
In all 3 games here, it felt like a struggle, the majority of the game. We all know yesterday had a lot of ebb and flow to it, momentum in different directions. And today was similar, maybe not quite as many, but to get off to a good start, you know, Dozier's homer. Sano got one out, even though I don't think he hit it particularly well. I don't know if he used his knuckles or the handle. But Buck, late in the game, though, they came back and they found a way to get even. And we got a couple runners there and scoring position with the benefit of a couple of walks and a nice bunt. And he had a good at bat, fell behind, but he poked one out there in the center, which was a huge hit. I had Joel ready to hit, but once we took the lead, I was comfortable with Adrianza going ahead and trying to get the run in first and third there. And he did a really good job of battling with 2 strikes and adding an insurance run, which, you know, you always need here. Good series win. We talked about bouncing back after last night, and you know, the guys got to feel good about the trip overall, especially responding today.
Paul, that's 59 wins. I don't know if that number means anything to you, but...
I'm familiar with that number. It's amazing the difference a year makes. We're still looking at 45, 6 games to go. I think we all know what happened last year as far as having to endure that. We talked about a lot early in the year. But, yeah, we're in a much better position.
After the trade of Brandon Kinstler to the Nationals, the ninth inning duties change hands for the Twins, and Trevor Hildenberger gets the job done with a 4-out save in Detroit.
Yeah, it felt good. That was a tough one. That was a gut check for our team for sure after last night's loss, and my role in that and then coming back today, being able to nail down the win was huge.
Well, Trevor, man, I definitely seen you just first pitch strikes. You're pounding the strike zone. I know that Eddie Guardado is actually, you know, trying to implement that into you guys. I mean, how do you feel about that?
He always preaches be aggressive. Making them earn it is always way better than giving them free passes. And strike one is the best pitch in baseball. So as long as you can pound the zone and be aggressive, let your defense work, that's a good formula for success.
Trevor, did you know the situation when you came in the game in the eighth inning, or were you under the impression you were just asked to get Upton in the eighth? Did you know you were going to be asked to get some outs in the ninth?
Not at the time. I just came in, tried to get out of the eighth inning, get Upton. I know he had a big hit last night and got a hit off me on Friday, so that was what I was focused on. And then when I came in the dugout, Neil asked me to get 3 more outs, and I said, let's go.
What about the changeup, throwing it to right-handed hitters? You've done it effectively here in Detroit. That's an awfully big pitch for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my best pitch. It's my favorite one to throw. I threw on actually overhand changeup today, which was the first time I've ever done that in a game, let alone in the big league. So it actually worked out pretty nice.
Just to be sure, it's the first time you threw a changeup to a right-handed batter?
No, over the top.
Over the top. Okay, the top. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Over the top changeup.
Well, you've done a great job, man, at coming out of there. But I'm pretty sure you're ready for this closer role, so be ready for you. I think you're the next closer.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
The Twins are now off until Tuesday when they play host to the Indians. Bartolo Colon will make the start.